Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. To help us stay connected as one community, studying the same things in sync, even though we're not together in person all the time, we have a rhythm that we follow, where every Monday we introduce the idea for the week, every Tuesday we study its source from the Bible, every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking, Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest, and then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we've started a brand new church, brand new Christian community in Ajax that meets every second Sunday. We call it Redeemer Church's Family Room. And you can find out more information at redeemerajax.ca if you're in the area. There was some news recently that strange cloud or mist had been observed on the surface of Mars recently. It was actually first noticed by an amateur in 2012, and scientists have been studying it since, trying to figure out what this cloud or mist was. It was a bit of a mystery. It was high up in the atmosphere, and yet it reflected sunlight. Because it reflected sunlight, they expected it would maybe be water or ice or dust or CO2, and yet none of those should exist in the upper atmosphere of Mars, according to what scientists had modeled about the atmosphere. So it's a bit of a mystery what exactly this cloud is, and yet it's there. It was there for about a 10-day period. It formed very quickly, but then stuck around for a little while. Even though it's so far away, we can see it using some amazing instruments and technology. It's far away, we can't touch it, we can't smell it, we can't really get up close to explore it, and yet we, from a distance, can learn some things about it. We at least know that it's there, and that our current expectations, our current models about Mars aren't necessarily correct. We've got more work to do. This is the beginning of solving a mystery rather than the end of it. Well, thousands of years ago, another mysterious cloud appeared, but it was on Earth. And although it was very strange and mysterious that this cloud appeared and was traveling around in front of God's people, it's not a mystery where it came from. God very clearly said that this was His work, that He created this pillar of cloud to guide His people by day and a pillar of fire to guide them by night. This was a visible sign of God's presence and God's guidance for His people as they escaped slavery in Egypt. That's the story we're going to explore this week. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about based on that. When do you easily forget God's presence? What kind of a visual do you think would help you remember God is present and active in our lives? Have a great time thinking about that question. It would be a good one to share with somebody else. If you've been doing our challenges alone, please do share them with somebody else you know. Whether it's from work, from home, from the neighborhood, from the commute, wherever you connect with people, tell them about these challenges. Watch the videos together when you can, or just watch them in sync. And whenever you are together, take the chance to discuss. Could be the start of a great friendship. So have a good discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.